the year Bishon Lamed, and that extra month have 30 days to it. So Ishtakeh Sinu Shnei Meloyim. So it comes out that in the last year that he made two full months. If so, Aviv Bishon Lamed Ishtakeh Sinu Shnei Meloyim. Last year. When the stock of last year, they made two extra months to be mullahs. So last year, instead of making six and six, last year was nine mullahs and only three chosses. So therefore, this year now, if he made the opposite, this year he made nine chosses and three mullahs, they equaled out. Therefore, came out the end of this year with the right cheshbon. So that's what happened. So komle beduchte, this year came out to Rosh Hashanah the right time. That's what he said. Omalei said back to Menach Nami, very good. Now Yisrael Kain Hever, he answered very good, he answered the right way. Rashi said, now Yisrael means, Sha'atu Meir Ein Chachamim, you'll be Meir, the Ein Chachamim. Yeah, we'll soon start the next Mishnah, we'll start soon the next Mishnah, of Ein Pechsin. So since he had three extra ones last year, it's good why this year he made the Cheshbon. So he says, Amalei, now Yisrael Kain Hever, you take it right. Yeah. So Mishnah says, "What you ain't peichsin may ask from the yachas kiyas b'migdash." They never had less than 21 kiyas that they blew the kiyas in the Beis HaMikdash. Never less than 21 days they had to use the kiyas in the Beis HaMikdash. V'loy masif and ala bo shmeina. They never had more than 48 days. Rashi said this to Gemara. Sukkah talks about this per Chalil when exactly they used to blow the kiyas in the Beis HaMikdash. They never had less than 21, never more than 48. Yeah. Now, Ein Perchsim Mishnei Chalilim, they always had at least two harps in the Beis HaMikdash. Le Mesif HaShnei Mosa never had more than 12. Le Mesif HaShnei Mosa. Over Shnei Mosa Yoyim Bashana, and there are 12 days of the year, HaChalil Makal of Nei Mizbeach, that they used to use the harp, used to play the harp in front of the Mizbeach. And one of these 12 times of the year, I think I skipped some. Ein Perchsim was Ein Perchsim Mishnei Nevolim. That says Ein Perchsim Mishnei Nevolim. We don't have less, I said, than two harps, right? V'loy Mesif and Ashisha. You don't have more than six. Now, Ein Perchsim Mishnei Chalim, you don't have less than two flutes. You don't have more than 12 flutes. There were 12 days of the year. Bashana Chalil the flute, Makal of Mizbech, used to play the flute in front of the Mizbech. So Rashi said, Lashon of Makal means, showing the cover of the Chalil, they were like holes on the Chalil in the flute. Or Makal, that's both, they pressed down with the hands, our neck upon the holes. Lahani Mithakal, to make the voice sound nice. So one of these 12 days, used to play the flute by the Mizbech. Veshchitas Pesach Rishon on Erev Pesach Rishon, Veshchitas Pesach Sheni, which used to be called Pesach Sheni, V'Yom Tov Rishon Shapes, the first day of Pesach, V'Yom Tov Shortseros and Shavuos, V'Shmonas Yemei Chag, V'Yet Ezer Chag. These are 12 days of the year that they used to play the flute in the Beis HaMikdash. The V'Lohoye Makeh B'Oviv Shanachoshes. Rashi says Oviv, that's also a flute. Hayne Chalil Gmar Forish Lo. So they did not use a flute made out of Nachoshes, made out of copper, but rather it was made out of Elabiyavu Shakona, it was made out of reed, a pipe of reed, that's where they made this flute from. According to this way, the voice would be more sweeter, it's a sweeter voice, if the flute is made out of a reed. Plohoya Mechalik Elabiyaviv Yechidi, Vneshu Mechalik Yofa. Rashi, Plohoya Mechalik means they weren't assigned, they didn't end off with all 12 flutes. And Lebiyovichi, only one flute ended off. Kishoyim Magil L'Sim Anim, at the end of the notes, they ended off with one, and that would be much sweeter. Slohoyim Machavirin end off, El Lebiyovichi Yechid, with one flute, of Neishu Mechalik Yof, that makes a nice ending. V'yavdei Kanam Hoyu, who were these people blowing the flutes? They were the Avodim of the Kanam. Tivu Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi Emeno, Mishpochos Beis Pegorim, or Beis Tiforo. It were these two families. From their families used to blow the flutes, and Miyamuyas, that's where they lived in this place, Miyamun, that's where they lived. Now, Hoyo Mesim Lakuna, the people used to marry these people, according to this Pshat, they were regular Yisraelim, and they used to marry them. They held the mishpach was miyuchesef, that the kohanim would marry their children. That's called hayimisim lakuna. People would marry their children lakuna. Rabbi Chanina ben Atigna Simonel Levim Hoyu. It was Levim that was playing the flutes, not a mishpach of Yisrael. Yeah. That's the shalom thing, if you're Maila Miduchnen Luyuchsin or not. According to Tanakhama here, where Maila, these people, when they were the regular Yisraelim, he held we can marry, the Kanan could marry them, because he held where Maila Meyuchsin, Miduchnen Luyuchsin. And this also had to do with the Duchnen, he used to go up there and blow, Beshafte with Duchnen. Now the Gemara says, Mastitsu Zamishna go like Mastnis and Lech Rebus, not like a beauty Shita. The time you've learned like this. Rabbi Yudra said, "Ha'poiches lo yitchus misheva," that you never have less than 7 times they blow the shofar in the base of kiyas in the base of midish. For Yamos of the most dead lo yosef al shishos or 16, and now Mishnah calls it 21 or 48. So Mar says the Michael wasam after Michael mefagi. We have the same thing. So Rabbi Yudra saw our kiyah truah tkiyah chodehi. That's called one set. Tkiyah truah tkiyah is called one set. So Yehuda calls it 7, and now Mishnah calls it 21, called each one separately. For Rabbanan Savri note, Tkiyah Lechud, true Lechud, Tkiyah Lechud. The Rabbanan, each one is called a separate mitzvah by itself. So according to Rabbanan Taka, there are 21 mitzvahs. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's only 7 mitzvahs. So my time, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? See, the Pasuk says, U'tekatem trua, you should blow a trua. Mashma should blow the trua. See, another Pasuk says, true Yitoko, that no, the true is called Yitoko. Lechem Shmamina, that Tkiya, true at Tkiya, is Chodi, it's all one thing. That you start out with a Tkiya, with a Tkiya, then you go to true, then you're enough with a Tkiya. So the Pasuk call it one thing, it's all one mitzvah. These three things together is one mitzvah. The Rabbanan holds no, who the Pshut just comes to teach us from these, so this is why I change it around. One time it calls it Tkiya, you blow the Truah, and one time it says the Truah blows the Tkiyah. The reason why it changes it around, for Rabbanan Nehu lepshut lefneh, pshut leachreh, who the Yosef, just to come to teach us, that even though the Ikra is the Truah in between, but still you need a Tkiyah before and a Tkiyah afterwards. Now for Rabbanan, my time, what's the reason for Rabbanan? Why do they say each one is called the mitzvah by itself? The Chesiv, it says, Uvahaki lesakal titoku, v'loy teriyu. When you gather them together, you should just blow, make a tkiyah, but do not make a trua. Now, these sagaditach tell me a thing. These sagaditach, tkiyah, trua, tkiyah, chodi, is all one big mitzvah. It's omer rachmona of it, pag of the mitzvah. How can the Torah here say, just make a tkiyah without a trua is like half of a mitzvah? So you see, that's rabbanan not familiar yet. It's possible to divide it up in half. Like each one's a mitzvah by itself. See, when the pasuk says to blow the shofar, to gather them together, it's you can blow one, you don't have to blow all three together. For Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do? Yehuda holds here, it's not a mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda holds, simna bi'amru. Here was only a simna, just a sign that we should gather together, but it wasn't really a mitzvah to blow right now. Therefore, since it wasn't really a mitzvah, therefore we could blow only one. Then, Echanami, Rabbi Yehuda, three of them is one mitzvah. So he calls the cheshbon 7, and now Mishnah calls each one a separate mitzvah, we have 21. Smur says, Kamana, who's the goal like Chod Yomer of Kana? Ain't bain Tkiyah le Trua. There's no difference between the Tkiyah and the Trua. Pulekulum. Means you can't wait in between the other one at all. The Chor Kamana goes Krab Yudishita, like a Yudishita. That he holds all three as one mitzvah. So you can't wait at all between the Tkiyah, Trua and Tkiyah. There can't be any waiting in between. It has to be straight one after another. Because it's considered one big mitzvah. Smur says, Pshit, of course. Someone says, no, the Chiddush is, Matatem, I would have thought to say, maybe this even goes according to Rabbanan, Shitafiluk Rabbanan, that even though they hold each one's a mitzvah by itself, it still goes back to Rabbanan. So why does it have to be together? Or La Fulkim with Rabbi Yochanan, just come and tell us, not like Rabbi Yochanan, Shita, the Yom that he holds, Shema Tishat Kiyas, so somebody hears 9 Tekiyas and Rosh Hashanah, but Tesha Shoyis, in 9 different hours, in every hour he only hears 1 Tekiyah, Tekiyah, Trua Tekiyah, the Yom Yotza, that's Rabbi Yochanan, still Yotza. So maybe Kamashman over here, that you're not Yotzah. According to Rabbanan, maybe it doesn't have to be mamish together. But just it can't be spread out so much, that's no good. But maybe even according to Rabbanan, that each one's a mitzvah by itself, it just can't be spread out an hour apart. But maybe it could be done together, a little bit apart. Samura says, Ve'im want yisrachadam neim, that's what the Bryce Taka means. Ve'im is going according to Rabban and Shita. Samura says, no, I'm Kain, my v'loi klum, what's the Lashon, you're not yotzer at all. Lashon of v'loi klum is mashmi, you're not yotzer at all, meaning, Rashi says, v'loi klum, mashmi, kla layasi, can't divide at all in between. So mashmi, Amish has to go 1, 2, 3. But you have to blow a tkiya or true a tkiya one right after another. That only comes out good according to Rabbi Yudishita, that all three is one mitzvah. So according to the Rabbanon, that each one's a mitzvah by itself, the churit shouldn't make enough gemino if you blow one now and one a little bit later, as long as you don't have a big hefsek in between. But here it's mashmi, can't wait at all in between, therefore goes better according to Rabbi Yudishita. Then the Mishnah says, Shnei Masa Yoyim Bashona Makam Chlol, 12 days a year, they used to have the flute blowing by the Beis Hamikdash. Maish Nahani, why are these 12 days special? Hoyo v'yocha gomer v'emes halal. Because these 12 days, even the yocha would say the whole halal. So therefore, they used to blow the flute there also. T'yom Rav Yechon, Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yetzadik. Shemoy Nasa Yom, there are 18 days of the year, Sheyocha gomer v'emes halal. That the yocha finishes the halal. Shemoy Ne'edem is Yimei Achad, through Sukkis. Or Shemoy Yimei Chanukah. Oh, that's not our cheshbon of blowing the shofar. We don't blow the shofar on Chanukah. But we finished, we said, oh, hallel, on Chanukah because of the nace. The Yom Tov Rishon Shabbos, the first day of Pesach, we said, oh, hallel. The Yom Tov Shavuot Teres, on Shavuot, we said, oh, hallel. Now, so that's how you have the 21 days. Uva Goyla, in Chutz Loretz, it says from the, that's how you have 18 days before. Now, in Goyla, in Chutz Loretz, it says from the Yechud. It's the 21 days. Tishim Yechag, 9 days of Sukkot, 9 days of Sukkot. Shmoni Yimei Chanukah, Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Pesach, or Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Atzeres. Yeah. So our core point was the gate to us is the 12 days that we say Halol, that means besides the 8 days of Chanukah. The other 12 days, on those days when they bring the Karbonos of that day, they used to also blow with the flute also then. So where it says, Maishna Akam Bechag, the Aminim Kol Yoyma, Akam at Sukkot, we say every day of Sukkot, we say Kant Halol. Or Maish not the Pesach, Lermin, Hakam and Pesach, we don't say every day. We only say just the first day. Or Chutz Loretz, the first 2 days. So the Gemara says,